Vivartavad means, vivarta means illusion. Vivarta means illusion. And Maya, so Vivartavad actually means Mayavad, or vice versa. Theory of illusion. So that he established just in order to defeat Buddhism. You see, those days, actually what happened with the advent of the age of Kali, Krishna consciousness became lost. The Vedic teachings became lost. And in the name of the Vedas, the so-called Brahmanas were causing unlimited animal sacrifice. And in order to stop that, the Lord appeared as Buddha. Right? And as Buddha, he actually, Ved na maniya bodho hoilo nastik. Because the Buddhists did not accept the Vedas, therefore they are atheists. So although Buddha, Lord appearing as Buddha Dev is established Buddhism, but it is atheism. Because he rejected the Vedas. He said that there is no need to follow the Vedas. Why? Because the animal sacrifice was going on in the name of the Vedas. So he said there is no need to follow the Vedas. So he rejected the Vedas. But Vedna maniya bodho hoilo nastik. Because the Buddhists did not accept the Vedas, they became atheists. So now to re-establish the Vedas, Lord Shiva had to come as Shankaracharya. And actually he is saying, Janan mad bimukhan kuru. Narayan instructed Lord Shiva that make the population, people in general, mad bimukhan, averse to me. Right? So that's why he came. But what was the purpose? The purpose was to re-establish the Vedas. And in order to do that, Shankaracharya had to take a middle path. Middle path in the sense, to defeat the Buddhists, he had to speak their language. Meaning the philosophy that they are using, he used that philosophy to defeat them. Because otherwise they would say, okay, that is your Vedic philosophy. Why should we care about that? That's not, we have nothing to do with that. So Shankaracharya did not bring the Vedas directly. You know, Shankaracharya said, look, you are speaking about Nirvana. Buddha's teaching is that Nirvana is the ultimate goal of life. So he said that you are speaking about Nirvana. And you are saying that Nirvana means to become nothing, to merge in the void. Shunnavad. To become Shunna, to become nothing is Nirvana. But look, this is actually Nirvana is a Vedic concept. And according to the Vedas, the Nirvana is not to merge with becoming not merge with void, but Nirvana means to merge with Brahman. Which means you are saying that Nirvana means to merge with nothing, but actually Nirvana means to merge with everything, with Brahman, the ultimate spiritual energy. So in this way, Shankaracharya defeated the Buddhists and re-established the Vedas. And once the Vedas were established, then came Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya defeated the Kevaladvaitavad through his Vishishtadvaitavad. And Shankaracharya's Kevaladvaitavad is establishing that this form is Maya. The variegatedness and the form and the energy and variety, name, etc. All are Maya. Brahman transforms into Maya. Right? And that is the form. Brahma influenced by Maya is this Jagat. But beyond this Jagat is Brahma, and Brahma is Nirakar, Nirvishesh, Nishaktik. But Ramanujacharya pointed out that this variety of this material nature is a reflection of the spiritual variety. The variety of the spiritual nature is reflected in the material nature, what we are experiencing. And then, he defeated Shankaracharya's theory, Vivartavad, Vivartavad or Mayavad is established with the concept that everything is illusion. It's not real. It's not real. Just as when you see the rope in the dark, in darkness, you mistake the rope to be a snake. So actually the snake, rope is not snake, it's just a rope. But you are mistaking the rope to be a snake. Similarly, we are mistaking this nature to be real. Actually, this is not real. It is a juxtaposition of the atoms and molecules which is giving us the concept of this form. Right? And so forth, you know, like. But Ramanujacharya said, okay, fine. There is no snake in the rope. But somewhere the snake must be there, that's why you're mistaking the rope to be a snake. If there was no snake, there was no question of mistaking the rope to be a snake. So the rope may not be the snake, but the snake is somewhere else. And then he pointed out that beyond this material nature, there is a spiritual nature, and all the varieties in reality exist in the spiritual nature, of which this material nature is a reflection. So in this way he established his Kevala Daitavad, Vishishta Daitavad, and defeated Shankaracharya's Kevala Daitavad. So as you are asking, as your question was, why did Shankaracharya say Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam? You see, Shankaracharya apparently established this Mayavad, but he actually is a devotee of Krishna. Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Jatha Shambhu. Of all the Vaishnavas, of all the devotees of Vishnu, the greatest is Lord Shiva. So how can he not accept the Lord and his form and quality and pastimes? Therefore, Shankaracharya warned them, Bhajo Govindam, Bhajo Govindam, Bhajo Govindam, Mudhamate. You fools, you mudhas, Bhajo, worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. Prapte sannihita kale nainam rakshati dhumkrin karane. Prapte sannihita marane nainam rakshati dhumkrin karane. Your grammatical word jugglery, dhumkrin karane, is not going to help you. Rakshati will not going to save you at the time of death. Prapte sa. When death comes, your grammatical word jugglery is not going to help you. Only person who can help you is Bhaja Govindam. Govinda. So Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam.
Similarly, after Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya came and he developed further
on that, Dvaitavan. Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and
yes.
Yes.
Right, yeah. It's a development on the field of atheism, of Buddhism. Shankaracharya laid the foundation. You see, the building is going to go up that way, but where does the foundation go? It goes the opposite direction, right? So apparently what Shankaracharya did appears to be contradictory, but it's the foundation on which Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya, etc., built the temple. And in the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the deities of Radha Krishna. Yes. Ramanujacharya is an incarnation of Lakshman. Lakshman. Lakshman, which means Shankarshan. Shankarshan Balaram. Yes?
Continuation to the previous question. Actually, somebody was telling me that, you know, in today's culture, the Vedic teachings are kind of so long that they are telling me that even like the students in 8th, 9th standard, they have no idea of like who Vishnu Dev is. That cultural backing is actually completely lost. So what will happen as a spread of
So that's why we have to educate them. Shanda and Amarka was teaching thus demoniac students. Right? But what did Prahlad Maharaj do? He went and taught them Krishna consciousness. So Shanda and Amarkas have established their universities and schools and colleges all over, right? And they are giving the Shukracharya's teachings. But what are you going to do? We have to go and give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, Krishna's teaching. So that's what we have to do. We have to establish Krishna consciousness. That's why you see the need for different courses. Like I was thinking, we have Gita course, why not Mahabharata course? And the reward will be the 10 best students will get a trip abroad in all the ISKCON temples. And you will see millions of students are going to come and compete for their exams. I think we should do something like that. The thing is that you all have to do that. Do that. That's what I'm saying. You know, like we don't. I mean, if we think how much we have to do, we have to forget about eating and sleeping. Let's do that. You are teaching to the students. Do that. Start a course. And help will come. There will be help. Our whole team is there. Mobilize them. Stop them from eating and sleeping. Right? And educate, engage them in making these courses, checking the papers. Like Sitanath, I was saying, like he is serving me, but sometimes I notice he is correcting the Gita course papers. So do that. Raghav Pandit, you'll become a Pandit when you start doing this. So you got a big name, now you justify your name. Do that, please. So start doing, think of different ways and means to promote Krishna consciousness. Prema Bhakti. Do that, Kangana. You all girls, huh? I can see that Radharani immediately raised her. Not no, do it. Okay, what's your question? I think from Monday we are starting Madhurya Kadambini. Huh? Oh, now I think the choice is yours. The choice is yours and Priya Brothers. Manali or Madhurya Kadambini? In that case, you can go because after a few, next week I'll be gone also. So you can go at that time. Huh? Yeah, stay on it for this week then. So, Mukunda, more reasons to come back quickly to Ujjain. Mukunda was a principal of a school in South Africa. So you can give a lot of support. We have to get into preaching. We have to start preaching. Start preaching, not to run away from the authority. All right? Get behind the real purpose. Okay? Okay, yeah.
Actually, not a question, but a request, because tomorrow Ganganayana was supposed to give the class. But, most of the other devotees will not be here. So if it could be postponed for 3-4 days, then we'll be coming back.
Ganganayana's class. Then don't go, stay for the class.
We have program.
What program? Okay, Ganganayana will give you a class again when you come back. Yeah, Shushila?
We must not kill the animal entities. So what about the flying? flies and mosquitoes and everything.
Yeah.
In a store there are so many mosquitoes. She had that question.
I see, yeah. Yeah, they are also living entities. So, make arrangements that they can be kept away, but don't kill them. That was a consideration in the midday meal. There was a consideration of putting some sort of electrical thing that would kill the flies. And when they asked me, I said, no way. No, no way. What to do, you know, like they're also living entities. And let's see, maybe we should put a net all over the temple.
Mosquitoes are actually aggressors. They parasite, they come to take our blood and then cause infection.
When the mosquito is taking your blood, then you can kill it. One devotee was telling me of that incident that Prabhupada was I think he was translating or he was, and the mosquitoes are bothering him. His servant was there and he tried and he asked Prabhupada whether he would kill the mosquitoes. Prabhupada said, no, don't kill. But then there was one mosquito on Prabhupada's body and Prabhupada so the devotee asked, Prabhupada, he told us not to kill mosquito. Prabhupada said, now he's an aggressor. Okay, yes, Raghavan. Huh?
Next speaking in English.
Okay.
श्री कृष्ण ही भगवान है नहीं तो हम लोग कभी विष्णु कभी ब्रह्मा कभी शंकर यही सोचते और यही नहीं जो ब्राह्मण लोग हैं यहाँ के वो भी इसी भ्रांतियों में ही रहते हैं इसलिए ये श्री प्रभुपाद ही है उन्होंने ये तो एस्टेब्लिश कर दिया कि वही द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड है नाउ वी टू एक सेंटर ऑफ
नहीं
अदरवाइज
या सो हाँ वही तो हम कह रहे हैं चैतन्य महाप्रभु आकर सद्धर्म संस्थापन किए हैं और प्रभुपाद ने उसको प्रचार किए हैं और हम सब प्रभुपाद के इस्कॉन में रहकर सारा दुनिया भर कृष्ण भक्ति प्रचार करते रहेंगे तब काम होगा भगवान का शक्ति असीम है हम अगर भगवान को सेवा करेंगे तो हमें भी भगवान शक्ति देंगे मदद देंगे और भगवान की सेवा से क्या असंभव है कैसे हनुमान लंका गया समुद्र लंघन करके कैसे भगवान की प्रेरणा से भगवान की शक्ति से वैसे भगवान अपना भक्तों को अपना शक्ति के द्वारा आविष्ट करते हैं शक्तावेश तो भगवान को सेवा करने से हमें भी हम जब भगवान के हाथ में उनका इंस्ट्रूमेंट बनेंगे तो भगवान ही हमको हमारे द्वारा कार्य करवाएंगे अपना कार्य साधन करेंगे तो भगवान का हाथ में इंस्ट्रूमेंट बन जाओ ठीक है ओके हरे कृष्णा ओ राधिका यस Come close. You come and stand here so that I can hear and everybody else can also hear.
Why does Subhadra always put her hands behind her back?
Why is the hand, Subhadra?
Always put her hands behind her back. How come you don't see
hands? Her hands at the back. Okay. Okay, that's a long story. Should I tell the story? No? You don't have to go to school today. No? Okay. You see, Mother Rohini, who is Rohini? Rohini is Balaram's mother, right? So one day Mother Rohini was telling the queens of Dwarka, Krishna's queens of Dwarka, about Vrindavan, stories of Vrindavan, Krishna's activities in Vrindavan. But she made it a point that Krishna should not be around, because if Krishna hears the stories of Vrindavan, if Krishna hears about Vrindavan, he will become so much affected, he'll feel so bad that really he'll run to Vrindavan immediately. So that's why they decided not to let Krishna come. And Subhadra was kept at the door to guard that nobody else comes, including even Krishna and Balaram. Right? And then Krishna and Balaram came, and Subhadra, hearing these exciting stories of Vrindavan, became so excited that her voice, she couldn't speak. Does it happen when you become very excited, you can't speak? Did it ever happen to you? Anyway, if you keep on listening to the stories of Krishna, it will happen to you. So she could not speak and announce that, look, Krishna and Balaram has come, stop, stop. She couldn't say that. What she did, she stretched her arms and blocked the way for Krishna and Balaram to enter. So Krishna and Balaram could not enter, but Krishna and Balaram was hearing about Vrindavan. And hearing about Vrindavan, they became so affected that their form changed and they became Jagannath and Baladev. And Subhadra also became so induced by the mood of Krishna. And she felt so guilty, oh, I stopped Krishna and Balaram from coming in by stretching my arms. And as a result of that, her arms just went inside her body. Okay. Thank you, Radhika. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.